Welcome to another episode of Mindset. Today we have a special guest, Jamila, who is actually a manifestation coach. Jamila, it would be great if you could introduce yourself, tell us a bit about what you do and what it means to be a manifestation coach.
Hi, thank you so much for having me on here. So my name is Jamila Stern and I'm a manifestation coach, as Fritz just said. Basically what I do is I help people to kind of align with their deeper purpose and to set goals for themselves and work towards a bigger vision that is in line with their purpose and really help them to kind of dream big and dare to go for things that they otherwise maybe wouldn't allow themselves to aim for.
Sounds super interesting. And the reason I thought I would bring you onto the podcast is because it's definitely not a typical 9-to-5 job. And eventually, if you have a lot of clients, I'm sure they'll come around the world. And I'm assuming you get most of your clients from like your social networks, right?
Yeah,
you'll have people from, I don't know, Instagram, Facebook, YouTube. But maybe you could tell us a bit more what it means to manifest something. Like, I mean, what kind of beliefs or what kind of certain traits do some of the clients that you have that they want to like manifest, or what kind of problems do they come to you with?
Most of my clients kind of, they feel like they're not really fulfilling. They're not fulfilled in life, right? So they feel like there's something missing in their life. And many of them are kind of in this automatic mode. So they're kind of just working their 9-to-5 jobs and they start to realize there's something more to life and I'm not really living that out right now. So they come to me and then we kind of dive into like who they actually are as a person and what their deeper values are. And then based off of that, we can start to be like, okay, so what would your ideal life look like? You know, what would your, if you were living the life of your dreams, what would that look like? And then from there, we actually start to like set goals based on that and bring that vision to life and using different like manifestation techniques.
That's really, really cool.
So you asked about how do you actually manifest something. So there's two main things you have to keep in mind with manifesting, and that is setting a clear intention and then feeling high vibrational emotions, so like really positive emotions towards that goal.
Okay, I've never actually heard of that. I really like that. I think that ties in quite nicely with, yeah, mindset. I mean, the way that I see like having a mindset is really pushing towards your own goals by changing the way you think about it, or really pushing yourself to a specific certain area in your mind or in your beliefs that help you and motivate you to achieve what you're looking for. So I guess that in a way is a manifestation that I've dealt with in my past. But how did this journey start of yours?
So I myself actually am a very spiritual person. If you follow me on Instagram, you'll see that. I actually grew up in a very spiritual community. And the community basically provides shared living for people with learning disabilities. And this community was created based on a philosopher called Rudolf Steiner. And he created this movement called Anthroposophy. And Anthroposophy believes like that we're able to connect with a spiritual realm through a means of communication outside of our senses, our physical senses. So I was brought up in that community. So I was obviously very spiritual from a very young age. And whenever I kind of went to high school into like normal society, I realized that like spirituality wasn't really heard of, it wasn't really accepted. So I actually kind of hid that part of myself for a long time. And then it was only like 4 years ago that I started to express that part of me to the world. And within that time, from then till now, like I wasn't aligned with my identity and my purpose because I wasn't allowing myself to kind of fulfill my purpose by stepping into that spiritual part of myself. So through aligning with that, I really found myself. And I just realized how, like, you think that people are going to, like, reject you. You know, you have all these fears about being yourself and presenting yourself to the world for who you are and, like, striving for, like, a vision that excites you. But it's like when you put yourself out there and you realize that people actually, like, love it, and people, you know, they're inspired and they're accepting of it, like, that's such an empowering feeling. And that's kind of what I want my clients to feel. So I want to help them to kind of align with that purpose and to step through the fear and to, like, be their authentic self.
I think that's really cool, especially the way you talk about it. You seem, like, incredibly passionate. So I'm sure your clients will feel this passion and, of course, also, yeah, like, want to feel the changes that you might have felt. And I think it's always best to learn from someone who's been through everything themselves.
Exactly.
So this is quite cool. And what was the inspiration behind all of this? Was it, like, an internal one, or were there also, like, external factors that inspired you to become a manifestation coach?
I actually knew I wanted to be, like, a life coach when I was 14. So I came across Tony. Yeah.
Wow.
And I denied myself from allowing to do that for, what, 10 years. Because I was so afraid of showing my authentic self. And I was also, like, I had imposter syndrome where I didn't feel worthy of doing it. I was like, who am I to do that? So I didn't allow myself to do what my soul was calling me to do. So I came across Tony Robbins when I was 14. And I just thought to myself, like, if I could do anything in the world, it would be like what he's doing. Obviously not in front of, like, thousands of people like he does, but just the fact that he, like, the way he kind of helps people to change their mindset and frees them from their limiting beliefs, like, that's what I wanted to do. But then, of course, the voice in my head popped up and was like, you know, you can't do that. You're not him. You can't compete with him. So I kind of buried that dream of mine. And then it was only 2 years ago I revisited it, kind of. And, life coaching is quite a popular thing now. Like, a lot of people are doing it. And then I re-questioned it. I was like, can I do that? Like, and then I was like, okay, maybe I actually can now, you know, why not? And again, that's what I help my clients to overcome, that, like, imposter syndrome, like, not allowing yourself to do something that your soul is actually kind of pulling you towards.
If you had maybe, like, one or two points that you could pretty much tell the people that are listening to this podcast, like, how to overcome this imposter syndrome or overcome this fear of not wanting to try something, what would that be? Except just contact you and receive your help.
To be honest, I don't think you can ever overcome it. Like, I feel like it's part of human nature to kind of feel like you always feel like you're not ready to do that big step, right? But it's learning to step through the fear. It's learning to realize that's just my mind, and separating yourself from your mind and realizing, like, your mind, your opinion of things is not always right. It's not a fact. It's just your opinion that you've created through your thoughts, right? So your opinion about what you can and can't do can be wrong. So if you just realize that, okay, your mind might try to come in your way, but, like, do it anyway. Sometimes you just have to go into this mode of, like, I know what I have to physically do in order to achieve that goal. And, you know, you're gonna have the limiting thoughts kicking in and stuff. And it's just knowing if I rationally take this step, it's gonna get me closer. And no matter what my thoughts are saying to me about not being able to do it, just do it anyway and step through that fear. And it's learning to step through the fear, like, again and again. And when you do, you get rewarded and you kind of get addicted to, like, stepping through the fear. Whenever you start to notice, like, the growth that's happening.
That's really cool. And I have actually a question regarding, like, where you find your sources to teach your clients something. I mean, you've been through this yourself, so of course you're, like, a living proof that it somewhat works. But is there a way that you could maybe, where do you learn about this, first of all? And where do you find, like, the best way, or is there a best way to help someone go through this process?
I mean, for me, it's like, me, it was like trial and error, so it is like doing it myself, but it's also like I read a lot of self-development books. I listen to self-development podcasts, and I think it's so important to like immerse yourself in self-development, because it's like I just believe you should never stop learning how to better yourself. And I used to kind of pick up like self-development books, you know, read a book and then be inspired for like 2 weeks, and then I would forget everything that I learned and kind of go back to square one. And since I've immersed myself in it as a coach, it's like I've noticed the change in myself, because I'm constantly striving to utilize what I learn, whether that's like podcasts, you know, books. I do courses as well, obviously, for my coaching, and just like YouTube videos. But you should just commit yourself to developing as much as you can. You know, life's short. It's like we have so much potential. Why not try to get the most out of ourselves?
Yeah, so what is the like that feeling that people might feel where they know they're not the fullest potential, but I mean, I feel like a lot of people are stuck and not even recognizing that they might wanna do something that they're currently not doing. So what is that moment that I can understand as a person that maybe I'm not fulfilling myself 100%? What is that feeling? How do your clients describe that feeling to you? Or how did you feel it yourself?
I think they reach a point where they're like, I'm just fed up. Like, I'm fed up with myself, with this version of myself, and I'm ready to like step into a new reality, kind of. And that's what it was like for me, because I actually like suffered, because I'm a very sensitive person, so I'm very affected by other people's energies and like the seasons and stuff. So I actually was in and out of like seasonal depression for 8 years of my life, and I was like trying to find external ways to overcome that. And then I just reached a point and I was like, okay, it's just me that can change it. It's like, you know, I'm stuck with myself, so I'm gonna have to change myself if I want to overcome this. And that's when I started like learning about mindset, and that's when I started to change my thoughts and change my emotions and like step out of that, like that, I don't know, you get consumed, you know, in that energy of like being depressed. And it is a real thing. Like, we can become victims of our own minds. And if you don't know how your mind works, it's really hard to like to win in that case.
Yeah, that's very true. But so I'm assuming you're more of a summer person, not a winter person.
Definitely. Well, in Austria, it's not too bad, because like it's still sunny in wintertime. So
Really?
yeah.
No way.
Like, well, okay, at the minute it's not, but usually it's actually like really sunny during winter. So you have like the snow and the cold weather, but also sunshine. So best of both worlds.
Okay, so as long as there's sun and it's not gray.
Exactly.
Yeah, perfect. And then I actually have one last question, which is like for anybody who would actually like to reach out to you to maybe manifest something or change the way that they're currently thinking about themselves and their minds, like what's the best way to reach out with you or reach out to you?
So I have like my email address, which is info@jamiliasturmcoaching.com. You can also go on my website, and there's a link to obviously email me through that. And then Instagram, I have a Facebook page as well. Yeah, they would be the best methods. And if you do want to reach out to me about coaching, like the way I kind of work is we would set up a free discovery call, so like a half hour call, and then we can both decide if, you know, coaching with me is the best option for you.
Yeah, it makes sense. And maybe to talk about like your rates, your price rates, does it depend on client or is there maybe like a starting or some specific hourly fee so that you don't get bombarded with people which are like, oh, I'm looking for maybe a free call or something. Is there maybe a starting price that you usually go with?
I mean, I kind of have like two set programs. So one is like an 8 week program, and then the other is a 12 week. For the 12 week, it is 2,200. And the 8 week, I'm actually still deciding that, because I'm still kind of working on that. But at the minute, the 12 week one is 2,200.
Yeah, and I'm assuming if this is something that you would individually do, it would probably take you 1 or 2 years, like way, way more years. And if this is something that you, of course, can put someone through in like a bit of a shorter time, and you can really focus and make the person focus on everything, then of course it's way better.
I mean, what I'm kind of, you know, what I'm trying to do is I'm trying to create the transformation that I had that took me like over 10 years to do. I'm trying to help somebody through that transformation in 12 weeks. So, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it's a combination of focusing your energies, their energies, understanding them. And of course, you always have a different picture because you're looking at it from a third person perspective.
Yeah.
So for you, it might be even easier.
Yeah.
And with that in mind, what is like the most fulfilling part of this job for you?
Like coaching is like a journey. You know, I feel like a lot of people, when they hear about coaching, like life coaching, they think, oh, it's all just encouragement and like reaching your goals. And like, but it really is like an emotional journey. And it's like, you go through the lows as well, because you're doing like, you're doing really deep inner work, you're doing your shadow work. And it's really kind of fulfilling to go through that journey with somebody, and then to see them like, you know, kind of struggle with the difficult parts of themselves, but then to watch them overcome it, and to see how they change when they do overcome it. And it's like, it's like a weight lifted off their shoulders.
Yeah.
A weight lifted off their shoulders, because suddenly they're not dealing with this part of themselves that's been holding them back, basically. And then also, like, you know, achieving their goals, like helping them to achieve their goals, and like seeing their vision come to life. That's really fulfilling.
I mean, honestly, this sounds amazing. And I hope you have a... You have some upcoming clients where you can see their success, and I hope that your own path follows the same success that you see in your clients. And with that, we're running out of time. So is there anything else that you would like to talk about? Otherwise, this would be it for the first round of podcasts. And of course, anybody who would like to contact you can do that over the multiple platforms you mentioned. And I'll also add a couple links into the description of the podcast.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, if anybody has any questions, like, don't hesitate to reach out to me, even if it's not to do with, you know, working with me. If you've any questions at all, like, my inbox is open.
Well, thank you very much, and I wish you a happy rest of the week.
Yeah, thank you.
Goodbye.
Bye.